Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. An artificial reef is marine habitat that's been created by man and placed on the ocean bottom for the benefit of marine life.
Fish-like structure, and just about anything you put overboard will attract fish.
Paul Hammerschmidt, Texas Parks and Wildlife's Director of Strategic Planning for Coastal Fisheries, says a program being proposed would allow the public to deposit reef materials into the Gulf.
We're going to allow the general public to help start reefing material within state territorial waters, and that will expand the number of artificial reefs that we have out in the Gulf of Mexico off of Texas.
Now, you shouldn't think of this as an invitation to dump your garage sale rejects into the Gulf.
We will have certain criteria for the material. It has to be stable, it can't fall apart, it can't wash up on the beach, it can't float, all of those things, which is just exactly what we comply with when we do our own reefing.
More reefs in the Gulf of Mexico will mean better fishing for coastal anglers.
Our charge is to increase fishing opportunities, and this is a really good way to do it.
And you can help. We'll tell you how tomorrow. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and provides funding for the operations and management of Sea Center Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.